Just as I am poor, wretched, blind, sight riches healing of the mind, yea, all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. For our daily prayer, we use the Order of Morning Prayer found on page 235 in the Lutheran Service Book, or page 024 in the middle section of the Treasury of Daily Prayer. Let us pray.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia. Give glory to God, our light and our life. Oh, come, let us worship Him. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are His also.
We continue with hymn number 570 from Lutheran Service Book, Just As I Am.
Just as I am, goes us about,
Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 18th chapter, verse 35, through the 19th chapter, verse 10. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. He entered Jericho and was passing through. And there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was small of stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Luke Zimmerman, Calvary Lutheran Church, Mechanicsville, Pennsylvania.
In Jericho, cries for restoration are spoken. "Lord, I want to see again. Lord, I want to be a son of Abraham again." The blind man will not be silenced. He keeps on saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And Zacchaeus will not be kept from seeing Jesus. In actions that speak louder than words, he climbs up the sycamore tree to encounter this promised descendant of Abraham. As Jesus travels through Jericho, he hears those cries. Both men earnestly want the restoration that only he can provide. And not only does Jesus hear them, he answers them. He says to the blind man, "Recover your sight, your faith has made you well." He says to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." But Jericho is not the only place where restoration happens. Jesus travels beyond that city. He goes to Jerusalem to perform the ultimate act of restoration. He offers his life to atone for mankind's sin by dying on a cross. He opens the way to everlasting life by rising from his tomb. And the restoration Jesus brings doesn't stay in Jerusalem either. He sends out his apostles with it. Repentance and forgiveness of sins is proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. That's how you were brought into fellowship with Jesus, made participants in his death and resurrection for your salvation. But restoration is not a one-time thing. No, the restoration that Jesus brings is given over and over again because you are in constant need of it. Like the blind man and like Zacchaeus, you need what only Jesus can provide. When your old sinful nature rises up again, spiritual blindness returns. when you violate the commandments and fail to keep Jesus' teaching. You forsake your heritage as God's redeemed children. And when this happens in your life, restoration is needed. So Jesus comes to your town. In the place where two or three are gathered in his name, he is there. He has come to see you. In the divine service where Jesus and his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation are found, you speak your cries for restoration. You say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Let me see your righteousness again. Restore to me the joy of your salvation." And just like in Jericho, Jesus not only hears your cries, he answers them. He lets you see his salvation so that you may follow his way of discipleship. He restores you as an heir of everlasting life so that you may be his redeemed servant forever. For Jesus says to you, "Salvation has come to this house. I came to seek and to save you. You are one of my Father's children. Your faith in me has made you well."
We thank Pastor Luke Zimmerman for today's meditation on God's Word. We now continue with hymn number 766 in Lutheran Service Book, "Our Father Who From Heaven Above." Let us pray. O Lord, stir up the hearts of your faithful people to welcome and joyfully receive your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that he may find in us a fit dwelling place, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for morning prayer. May our Lord Jesus Christ keep you in his grace and bless your day.